You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now is just flip over to 2.08 PM, June the 15th. But let me just get into my comments here to start off the show. And I got to tell you, yesterday was a great show. It was one of those days when it was obvious that the audience was like fully engaged. The phones kept ringing, and one of those calls really stuck with me. A guy named Justin, I hope you're listening, Justin, a guy named Justin who said he was 19, called in and asked me, and this is basically his quote, "If hard times create strong men, then where are the strong men to lead us out of these hard times?" What a great question. Well, I believe he was alluding to a quote from a book by author G. Michael Hopf. The book was called Those Who Remain. The full quote would be this, quote, "Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times." So the essence of that quote is that we often see a cycle in culture and in history, a circular turn of events in which those hard times, whether it be war or famine or cultural decline or tyranny or some other natural disaster, where they mount up against the people of a given society, and by necessity it causes sort of a harder, stronger leadership to rise up out of those ashes. But mankind, being fickle and prone to reinvent the wheel all the time, allows those good times then that come about because of that strong leadership to just make everybody fat, happy, and generally speaking, kind of weak. And then that weakness, that flaccid and often craven lack of strength, allows for the onset of difficulties that bring about the next round of hard times. And so the circular motion of events starts over. Justin, if you're listening, great question. So last night, my adult son called to talk about Justin's question. My son is 33. I'm telling you, Charlene and I have remarked several times that somehow or another, we raised kids that are just better than we are. Last night was my son's turn to impress, and he did not fail. He brought up the question from Justin and that quote that I just read you from Hopf. And what he said next was so good that I asked him if he wouldn't mind just sending me his thoughts in an email so I could kind of mull over it. Well, he did. And after I read it, I decided that it was the basis for this monologue. He pointed out that in the second half of the 20th century, especially after the fall of the Soviet Union, that we've seen an unprecedented level of peace and prosperity around the world. He pointed out that he did not use the word unprecedented lightly, that in his words, the world has literally never seen so little actual war and such a generally high standard of living by comparison to other decades. He made note that European history has often seen Europeans killing each other every few years, but that until recently, Europe has been largely free of open warfare for like nearly eight decades. I mean, to be sure, the Middle East and Southwest Asia have been an on-again, off-again hodgepodge of hotspots, but Western society, pretty solid, pretty peaceful. Now, my son is a student of modern warfare and military doctrine, and he knows what he sees. And he said that, largely speaking, much of modern society has never faced a real crisis or real problems, and this makes so many of society's members weak. And these weaklings, then, in the absence of real problems, they must therefore invent their own problems. Things like critical race theory and microaggressions and preferred pronouns and mean tweets are the result of people who have grown so comfortable and had so few real problems that they must invent problems in order to have something to solve. So let me just stop summarizing what he said and read you a direct quote from my son as he wrapped up his email. He said this, and I quote, "Now we face the hard times these men have created. Mass inflation, energy crises, supply chain shortages, potential food shortages, and the highest chance of World War III since the Cuban Missile Crisis are all happening as the left continues to scream things like men can have periods too." So back to Jason's question, he said, "Where are the strong men?" He said, "I look around and see not many options. DeSantis readily comes to mind. The list after him is desperately short. The good news is that the 1970s were a hard decade for the USA, but it only took one Reagan to turn the 1980s into arguably the best decade in our country's history." This is my son talking. "DeSantis may or may not be our next Reagan," he said, "but rest assured that hard times do indeed create strong men." He went on to say this, "Until our strong leaders emerge, everyone can be a strong man or woman in their own sphere of influence. No matter how large or small that may be, it makes a difference. Working hard, treating others as you want to be treated, standing up for what's right in the face of overwhelming pressure, and being a source of positivity and hope refusing to crumble if someone calls you the wrong pronoun, and teaching younger generations how to also do those things makes all the difference. He finished by saying, so go be a local strongman and hold out hope that until the national level strongmen arrive on the scene. Wow. That's my son. First of all, on a personal note, yes, I am a proud dad. Always have been. But it never hurts to have one more reason, does it? Secondly, I hope that y'all are taking note that the basis for this discussion today, this monologue, and much of its content, it came from a call from a 19-year-old and an email from a 33-year-old, which leads me to say again that there is truly hope for our future. But next, and back to the real point, these are weird and difficult and often distressing times. We as a nation have it good. Just the other day, I was asked to speak to a summer high school program, and I pointed out to them that they are among the first few years of citizens who were old enough to join the U.S. military that were not even alive yet when 9/11 occurred. Our nation, our culture, has grown soft, and as a result, it is, in fact, like my son said, inventing its own problems out of thin air, only to find out that while they stay distracted and chase unicorns and absurdities, that real issues are mounting up around them. My son's right, and Justin's question was well-timed. We need the strong to get on their feet and raise their voices and say, follow me. So much of the so-called leadership that we see right now is either reckless or feckless or respectless, or all three. When I look at President Biden, I don't envision that he's ever had a callus on his hands in his whole life. And when I see Governor Ivey at the helm of our state right now, just right next door to Governor DeSantis, the phrase that comes to my mind is go along to get along. I can count on one hand the local and state leaders who inspire me and give me confidence, but I know that they are out there, and we need them. We need that person who is battle-born and heavy-tested, willing to lean into the wind, set their face like flint, and dare to oppose the enemies, while also mentoring those that they lead. Someone who can say like Andrew Jackson, I was born for the storm and a calm does not suit me. All right, I've said it on here before, and I'll wrap up with this. It took a Carter to bring us a Reagan. You know what? It took a Carter to bring us a Reagan. So I ask you in the audience, who's in? Who's up for it? To answer Justin's question yesterday, where are the strong men? Well, they're all around us. Some of them just need to know that they are needed for such a time as this. And to recall that quote again from my own son, go be a local strong man and hold out hope until the national level strong men arrive on the scene. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. This is good stuff, man. I'll tell you what, both of my kids are amazing. I mean, Caitlin, my daughter, sends me stuff all the time to take on the show and uses information. And then Josh writing that last night, my son, and putting things in a way that I can actually make it part of my monologue today. Wow. I'm just telling you. But he's right. Go be the strong man. Go be the strong man. Because weak times, or weak people, I'm sorry, are generated from easy times. And we've got to make sure that we're ready for the next round. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.